I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. As the modern world suffers from war, anger, and distrust, some schools are trying to change that by focusing on kindness. I visited an elementary school in Hamden to learn how they're doing it. The desks in Sarah Lane's fifth grade class at Bear Path School are covered with handmade paper hearts with short phrases written on them, like help someone and compliment a teacher.
Well, the Great Kindness Challenge is when 10 million children are performing half a billion acts of kindness.
That's student Mason Terrio, and he's right. According to the Great Kindness Challenge website, last year, 5 million kids from countries around the world performed over 250 million acts of kindness in a week. This year, they're trying to double it. Students are asked to perform different acts of kindness every day for 5 days. They're doing everything from smiling at 25 people to giving someone a hug or helping people out. Here's how Jessica Seneca sees it.
When you do a kind act and it spreads the word to people, and then they start doing kind things, and it just blocks out hatred and meanness, which I think is really important.
And it's contagious, says Abraham Haxey, who did the challenge last year.
It's like a ripple effect, you know. You help someone, they help someone else, they help someone else, and it just keeps going.
The goal is to teach kids empathy and also to combat bullying. It also builds their self-esteem because, they say, it feels good to do kind things. Their teacher, Sarah Lane, found out about the Kindness Challenge on the social media website Instagram last year. She says she's in awe by what her kids are able to do.
You look in my classroom and it's all sorts of, a mix of all sorts of kids, religions, you know, all sorts of families, and they don't look each other based on, you know, who they worship or how much money they have. They look at each other about how kind they are, and that's something that adults need to understand. I think they already understand that. So I think I learn more from them than they learn from me sometimes. So,
and kindness is a big part of social and emotional learning, which is about teaching kids how to relate to each other and how to identify and understand their own feelings. Here's Sarah Lane with her kids.
When you're angry or frustrated or mad, how do we go back to this fundamental idea that kindness should kind of overrule all those feelings?
A couple of her students shoot their hands up and wave them in the air, their faces about to burst with an idea.
When you feel angry, how do you go back to this? I want you to think about it. Talk to the person next to you and then talk to me.
Okay.
The kids huddle and brainstorm what to do. When they come back, they have all sorts of ideas, and their teacher helps them boil it down to a single word.
Well, we talked about the word empathy. What do you think that word means?
Research from Columbia University has shown that kids who learn social and emotional skills are much more successful later in life and much more adjusted and able to handle stress as adults. Toward the end of class, as the students talk about what kindness means to them, Jessica Seneca has an idea.
One of the things that we could do, that kindness can do, is it can, just like Martin Luther King said, hatred cannot drive out hatred. Only love can do that.
David DeRoche, WNPR News.